At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We had this guy on last week. He was so good. He gave us a tease. He gave us Arizona State. He was nailing NFL plays. He nailed the Niners on Sunday night. I wish I would have listened to him on that. But he's back by popular demand. He made the trek down to Florida. He's in Chicago. He's in Vegas. You never, never know where you're going to find this guy. Sam Panayotovich from the Chicken Dinner Podcast, Mr. Chicago, going to help us break down the NFL and the college card. Sammy, my boy, happy Thanksgiving. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving, JJ. Good to be here. Dude, it is 80 degrees in Florida the entire week. It feels like spring break in November. It's weird being from Chicago. It's like 20, 30 degrees usually you're on Chicago this time. I could get used to this Thanksgiving down in Florida.
Oh, I totally get that. Bring out the golf clubs, play an early round, and then settle in for dinner and a ton of football throughout the course of this weekend. It's been nice here in New York. I mean, I ain't going to complain. 50-something degrees outside. But, yes, we all could use a little Florida weather in our lives. All right, my friend, let's get to the Thanksgiving strategy, because I think for many of us we're going to be tantalized, right? You have three games, standalone windows. In general, do you get the sense that a lot of these lines on Thanksgiving may be a little sharper than they are for just a normal run-of-the-mill football Sunday, or you don't buy that one bit?
I think it fluctuates from year to year, and it depends on who the underdogs are, right? I mean, we know in the NFL, most of the wise guys are looking to take points. I don't think they're taking the Lions. I don't think they're taking the Falcons on this Thanksgiving Thursday. So there are some sharp moves, but initially, the biggest move so far in the market is on this first game, which would be a 12:30 kick on the East Coast. That's the Bears and the Lions. And I felt like McConaughey in 2 for the money. I'm making Sunday's picks on Tuesday.
Right? I love it. Hey, listen, Sam, we got to do it, man. I mean, it's Wednesday. It's our last overnight show before the holiday. So, yeah, we kind of got to all go John Anthony on the audience and lock in these picks Tuesday. We got to show that confidence, bro.
Well, here's why. You have to bet your team at the best price. And what I do early in the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm trying to talk to as many people that cover as many teams as I like. If I like a game, I'm going to Chicago and I'm going to Detroit, and I'm trying to figure out who's playing, who's not playing. I've heard 90% chance Jeff Driscoll does not play for the Lions. Now, going from Jeff Driscoll to David Blau, that's probably going to be the drop-off there, the third-string quarterback out of Purdue. It's probably going to start for the Lions here. It doesn't sound like it's a big drop, but look, already at the market today, I woke up this morning, Tuesday, and bet -2.5 on the Bears. 2 hours later, it's 3. I'm looking at the Westgate's got 3.5. Circa's got 3.5. Once they ruled Jeff Driscoll out, and it will happen, this line is going to probably move to 4, 4.5, and your public square books are going to move to 5. So if you like the Bears, there is absolutely no point, you know, after this interview or during this interview, log in and bet Chicago. I see -3s right now. William Hill -3. I see some offshore -3, -115. Why would you wait until kickoff and lay 4.5 or 5 when you could lay 3 right now? It makes no sense. It's like, you got two gas stations in New York. One of them, you know, a gallon of gas is, I don't know, say it's $2.90. The other one's $3.05. Which one are you going
to
buy?
That's a no-brainer. You're going to the cheaper gas station, and you just made my life a heck of a lot easier, because that's probably the direction I'm headed in for that first game. So, yeah, if you like the Bears and you're listening to this show, you want to get on that price as soon as possible. Great piece of advice there, Sam. Now let's get to the second game. Buffalo and Dallas. I had the Cowboys last week. I think you had the Cowboys last week. We had to sweat it out there on that final possession of the game. And Jason Garrett's a dope and made some mistakes. But nonetheless, the Cowboys covered a number. I know Buffalo's played well. I know Buffalo's probably on their way to the playoffs. They have not beaten basically a winning team, it feels like, all year. To me, Buffalo's been beating up on bad teams. I think this is a get-right spot for the Cowboys. How do you analyze Buffalo-Dallas basically anywhere from 6.5 to 7 points?
I sort of leaned to the move already. This thing, when it opened up, last week, it opened up Dallas minus 8, and that went right away, went down to 7. This market this week opened up 7, and now we're at 6.5. So if I could still get a 7 on the Bills, I'd probably be inclined here. I'm not laying points with Jason Garrett. I just think that guy is such an idiot. I mean, that field goal on Sunday, JJ, that fourth quarter field, like, it was, why would you kick a field goal there? I can't bet on bad coaches. So I know we did that teaser last week. We kind of on the fly found two NFL teams to tease up. If I had to bet this game, I'm taking Buffalo from the 6.5, going through the 7, going through the 10. I'm going from 6.5 to 12.5. That's how I'm betting this game. I wouldn't take 6.5. If I miss 7, I'm out with the dog. I'm also not laying points with Jason Garrett. It's just that simple for me. But I would feel very confident about taking that Buffalo defense plus about 12.5 points.
So there you go. That might be a potential tease candidate right there. We'll get to that a little bit later. Then you have the late game at night after everybody's induced in their food coma and you're sitting there and you're watching the Saints and the Falcons. We know what happened a couple weeks ago, Sam. Atlanta went in the Superdome and beat them. That's why I think New Orleans is going to be ready to go in this game. I know it's a little bit of a square play, give or take. I don't care. To me, New Orleans is winning this game. The question is, how much are they going to win this game by? Would you feel comfortable laying 6.5 with New Orleans?
I'm not taking 6.5 with the Falcons. No chance, not with Dan Quinn. And I'll tell you this right now, too. This will be one of those games. We talk about Chicago going up. There aren't that many 6.5s available. There are a couple. I mean, it's mostly 7 pretty much everywhere. But this will be the game. Like, say the Cowboys and the Bears both cover. And let's remember, going back to 2005, NFL favorites against the spread are like 73%. It's insane. Last year, favorites went 3-0. So if both favorites cover, Chicago and Dallas both cover, this New Orleans line could close at 8. It could close at 9 because all these sports books are going to have liability on all the parlays and the money line. Like, how many guys on Thanksgiving go to parlay? Oh, I like the Bears. I like the Cowboys. I like the Saints on the money line, right? Like, they're all going to bet the Saints. They're all going to bet them on the money line. And this is also that game when your Uncle Leo, after about 3 doers, says, oh, you know, I like Drew Brees against the – you know, everybody's going to bet the Saints game. So there is no reason to wait until Thursday night to bet this. If you have a 6.5, go fire it right now. And if you like the Falcons, conversely speaking, wait it out. You could get 8, maybe 9.
Sammy, you're cracking me up because I believe that's going to be a conversation amongst a good amount of households in the tri-state area. Do we want to triple the meat and go for the New Orleans Saints and make it a 3-for-3 on the parlay? So you got me cracking up on that one. We got Sam Pettyanovich. Check him out. Chicken Dinner Podcast, Chicago, Vegas, here, there, and everywhere. Okay, Sam, let's get to the two New York locals. Jets first. They've won 3 straight games. They won outright. They had their best win of the year against the Oakland Raiders. Do you get the sense the Jets could be in for a little bit of a letdown? Andy Dalton back for the Bengals. I know they're winless. I know they're awful. But their last 2 games have been competitive against the Steelers and against the Oakland Raiders. You buying the idea that Cincinnati could be a live dog?
No, I'd rather drink bleach than watch or bet this game. But since you asked it, I guess we have to go here. I mean, who had a bigger win last week than the Jets? I mean, and everybody, it was funny. Everybody was on the Raiders last week. Nobody was on the Jets. Now everybody's on the Jets and nobody's on the Bengals, who got throttled last week, of course, because they get throttled every week. But it is what it is. I mean, this game, like, the total in this game is 41. So when I do my touchdown math, all right, you know, 21 to 20, that's 41. I think this game is in the teens, man. Like, this game could be like 18 to 15, like some weird Jet, Bill, Bronco, Bengals score. You know, like the Jaguars, Titans, like when they the first of 20 is going to win this game. So not in a rush to lay 3.5 with Adam Gase. Definitely not going to bet the Red Rocket, Andy Dalton. I know he's back, so that number now 3.5. But total would be where I'd be looking here, and I would definitely find a hard path to go over 41. I'd look at the under in this one.
Okay, Sammy, you got the Giants who are a total dumpster fire. You saw them against the Chicago Bears. They have now lost 7 consecutive games, and in comes Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers after that humiliating defeat against the 49ers. Serious problems with the Packers, or is this all the makings of a get-right spot with the Packers favored by 6.5?
Oh, man, this is like that cheese for the mouse, right? Like, if you're looking at this board and you look at it, you go, wow, Green Bay's only minus 6.5. They only got to win by 7. And then I text my buddy John Murray at the Westgate and go, hey, Johnny, what's the ticket count on this game? He said, well, for every 20 tickets on the Packers, we got one on the Giants. So nobody is betting the Giants in this game. And I went to that game on Sunday in Chicago. I went to Giants at Bears, and that game sucked, bro. It was awful. I mean, it was Daniel Jones and Mitchell Trubisky spiking footballs
about
5 yards
short. Go get it,
baby. Go get it. It was an awful football game. But I can't, in the NFL, when it looks that easy, Green Bay is going to, they'll be up 10 with a minute to go. Just like last week, right? Daniel Jones, backdoor touchdown, back of the end zone on 4th and 13 or whatever. This is that strange game. It's a central team going to play on the East Coast, early kick, 1 o'clock. This is just one of those weird spots. And if everybody's betting the Packers, I'm not betting the Packers. I'm staying away. But I think the Giants are going to hang around for a little bit. You just need Daniel Jones to not make mistakes late in that fourth quarter, and that's what you're really betting on.
Sam, hands down, game of the week, the 10-1 Niners against the 9-2 Baltimore Ravens. Line opened to 4.5. It's now up to 6 after the brilliant performance from Lamar Jackson. I mean, I'm going to have a hard time fading either one of these teams. The Niners have been incredible with their defense, but going against Lamar Jackson right now is a losing proposition. Is this line 6 points because of that West Coast to East Coast element, or did this line get jacked up due to the fact that the Ravens were just so damn good, and it's that like recency bias from what we saw on Monday night?
Option number two, them going in and throbbing the LA Rams, just crushing them, and Lamar Jackson pretty much solidifying one number or 1A for the MVP. That's what this is. It's an overreaction to a blowout on national television. If I were to ask you, what's the Ravens' record against the spread, you'd probably think, oh, I don't know. They played 11 games, but are they 8-3? They're only 6-5 against the spread. So they haven't really made you that much money. But the problem that I have with fading the Ravens here is that they're just hot. And there have been two quarterbacks that come to mind. And I've done this in the past. And I call this on the podcast, I call it the personal mission. When you go against a quarterback because you say to yourself, there's no way this guy can cover 3 in a row or 4 in a row. If it was Dak Prescott in his rookie year, the guy was 13-3 against the frigging spread. I bet against Dak Prescott 8 weeks in a row, he covered every single time. So I've learned my lesson with fading the hot hand just because we believe in natural regression. When a team is rolling and they're doing stuff unlike any other team, and that's really what the Ravens are doing. Greg Roman has really revolutionized what Baltimore has done with the football in their hands. They're doing stuff that no other team can do because they have the electric quarterback, Lamar Jackson. There's no way I'm fading that guy. And I think we're going to have a lot of points because the Ravens defense, man, they're not great. I mean, this is not Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, you know, Terrell Suggs. This is not that team. This is an explosive team that gives up yards, gives up points. Looking at the total here, open, I think 45. And now it's up to 46.5. So I may be the over here because I think we'll have some fireworks, but I'm not fading Lamar Jackson just to be the cool kid in the room. There's no way I'm fading the hot hand.
Let's get to the college slate. And I wonder, Sam, who's the more live underdog? Michigan at home against Ohio State, Auburn at home against Alabama?
Oh, that's a great question. This is actually going to sound bad because I actually have one of my four picks on Alabama. I think Auburn is more live than Michigan is, but I still like Alabama. And here's why. For me, it's this simple. It's Nick Saban in a must-win game for them against a freshman quarterback that has been very inefficient and at times very inaccurate. Bo Nix has to beat Nick Saban. Say that out loud 3 times. Can Bo Nix beat Nick Saban? Like, there's no way I'm going to bet against Alabama here. And I get that, look, it might be the square side. That's fine. I get it because we're going to look at this ticket count and it'll be of every 10 bets, there will be 7 or 8 on Alabama. I get that Auburn has a good defense. They're at home. And they can probably put some points up against an Alabama defense that is not as good as they've been in the last decade. But this is still an Alabama offense that has 5 guys at the playmaker spots that are going to be in the NFL maybe next year. So Mac Jones, is he Tua? No. But 2 things come out of that. 1, it makes the line 3.5 and not 8, right? And 2, all he's got to do is get the ball to one of those guys behind one of the tackles that kicks out, make a block, make a man miss, and Alabama's down the field for a 70-yard touchdown. And if Alabama goes up like 14-3 or 14-7, they're going to just blow the doors off Auburn. Auburn has to get ahead in this game early, 7-0, 10-0, and kind of ride that out. I don't think that Alabama is going to get shut down here. I think they're going to be aggressive early, and they're going to make some big plays down the field. Auburn, to me, they haven't beaten that many good teams. They have a good record, a good defense, but it's Nick Saban and Bo Nix. And to me, it's that simple.
Last week, Sammy, we were all over Arizona State. Herm Edwards getting points against one of those teams that was in the college football playoff rankings. Now I can forget about the Oregon Ducks. Who is the team this week that we should be looking at that's in that underdog spot that has a chance to play spoiler? You're not in on Auburn. It seems like you're not in on Michigan. Is there maybe another team that I'm missing here that could have a little bit of value?
Okay, well, I'm not going to give you a team that's trying to play spoiler, but I will give you an underdog. And this is a spot that I think is very strong situationally. It is the midnight special, as we call it, out here on the East Coast, right? It's the Hawaii game. It's at 12:30 in the morning. Hawaii is at home against Army, and Hawaii is laying 3 points here. The only problem with this game is, to Hawaii, it means absolutely nothing. Because guess what comes up next weekend? It's the Mountain West Championship, and it's Hawaii against Boise State, and that's the game. This game against Army means jack to them. And Army, we know every time Army, Navy, Air Force plays, they play with pride, they play with spirit, they don't quit. This would be one of those games where Army could easily go into the island and beat Hawaii. Late game, everybody will look at it and go, oh, man, I've had about six drinks. I like Hawaii, -2. You know, and it's so easy to fire Hawaii at home under 3. I think Army's going to pull the very small upset, but I took the 3 points with the Knights.
Sammy, before we get to your best bets, we got to do our impromptu tease that was a winner for everybody last week with Dallas and the New York Giants teasing them up. I'll throw this one at you. How about we tease down the Green Bay Packers to a pick 'em, and we tease down, how about the Carolina Panthers, who are -10 right now against Washington, and maybe we get them at 3 or 3.5? How do we feel about that?
I like that one. I think I like this one a little bit more. And you can play yours, and I can play mine. Maybe we could all play.
Let's go 2 for 2. Why the hell not?
Okay, I'm going to take the Bills up to 12.5. I'm going to go from 6.5 up to 12.5. And I gave you 3 of my 4 picks already. The Bears -2.5. I still like it at 3. Alabama -3.5. Army +3. And this is my 4th play, the Steelers +2. I would also tease this one up. Go through the 6. Go through the 7. Go through the 8 if you want to. Hell, with extra points now, some games land on 8. Take the Steelers, who are now +2 at home with our boy, Duck Hodges. Hey, Mike Tomlin, Freddie Kitchens, who you got in a must-win game, right? I don't care that it's the 3rd-string, 4th-string, 8th-string quarterback. It's Freddie Kitchens in an important game. Dude, we were like 10 years old the last time the Browns won a big game. You know, I mean, I can't bet Cleveland here. Everybody's betting Cleveland because they're fading the quarterback. I like Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin, one of the better ATS coaches of our lives, and now he's a home dog +2. I like the +2, and I'm teasing that up with Buffalo Bills.
There you have it, Sammy. So let's circle back one last time. Your best bets for this slate, a killer action in the NFL and college football. What would it be? One last time.
Bears -2.5. Obviously like it -3. Alabama -3.5. Army +3. And the Steelers +2. Have a good Thanksgiving. Good luck. If you win, great. If not, guess what? There's always another game, baby.
You ain't kidding. Sammy, appreciate a couple minutes, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, all right?
You too, bud.
There you go. Good stuff there from Sam Panayotovich, Chicken Dinner Podcast, Chicago, Vegas. Here, there, and everywhere.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.